How the Bear Lost His Tail, written by Susan Price, illustrated by Sarah Ogilvy.
We all know how bears are, don't we?
Bears are big, hairy and grumpy, with short, stumpy tails. Bears weren't always like that, though. Once, long ago, bears were different. They were still big and hairy, but they were sweet and kind and had long, fluffy tails. Bears were proud of their tails in those days. How did the bear get a stumpy tail? Why are they so grumpy now? Fox is to blame.
Let me tell you what Fox did.
Fox was trotting about one cold day, looking for something to eat. He saw a fisherman by a frozen lake, dangling a line through a hole in the ice. The fisherman had caught a lot of fish. They were lying in the snow, tied together with string. Fox was hungry. Fox was sly and quick. He sneaked up, grabbed the string of fish, and ran as fast as he could. In the forest, he met Bear. Bear was hungry too. He waved his long fluffy tail and said,
"Where did you get all those fish from?"
Fox saw that Bear's tail was even longer and fluffier than his. Fox did not like that one bit. He did not want to share his fish either. So Fox said,
"I caught them."
"How?"
asked Bear.
"All you have to do is break a hole in the ice on the lake,"
said Fox.
"Then sit down and put your tail in the water."
"It will be gold,"
said Bear.
"Yes, but you will catch a lot of fish. Sit still, and the fish will come and nibble your tail,"
said Fox.
"It might hurt, but don't pull your tail out, or you'll lose the fish. Your tail is so long, you'll catch even more than I did."
"Oh, thank you, Fox,"
said Bear.
"Remember, don't pull your tail out too soon."
Fox said, and he ran on with his stolen fish. Bear went down to the frozen lake. He did everything Fox had said. He broke a hole in the ice and put his long, fluffy tail in the icy water. It tingled. The water was cold. The tingling got worse as the fish began to bite. But Bear kept his tail in the water, just as Fox had said to do. The water in the lake was so cold, the hole behind Bear began to freeze over again, but Bear did not see. Bear had to grit his teeth. The more it tingled, the more fish he thought he was catching. But soon it was too much for Bear.
"I don't care if I lose my fish. This hurts too much,"
he thought. He tried to pull his tail out of the water.
Fox had made a fool of him.
But his tail had frozen. It snapped off like an icicle, leaving nothing but a stump. He did not even have any fish. From that day to this, all bears have had short, stumpy tails. They are grumpy because they think everyone is laughing at them. And Fox? Fox is still as quick and sly and clever as ever. Bear, on the other hand, has learned that he shouldn't believe everything he is told.